things that the people of the club do. So they all want to feel part of it. So if a person wants to feel part of the trait, part of the club of the pious, this is one of the traits of the pious people. His tahajjud namaz was something that wasn't negotiable. Tahajjud namaz was something that every night they were up. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said that there was a time, a zamana in Madinatul Munawwara, that when a person reached the age of 40, he would fold his bistar, he would fold his bedding and put it one side, and he'd tell himself that now night sleep, there isn't any more for you. Now you have to start preparing for akhirat. So when a person reached the age of 40, there wasn't such a thing that he would sleep at night. For Miyaji, Ghaliban Miyaji, rahmatullah alayh, that when the people after Isha would go away, when the people would all go away, he'll wait there and he'll ask the person, the caretaker that is locking the masjid, have all the people gone? He said, yes, the people are gone. They would think that he's sleeping in the masjid. When the people would go away, he would stand up. The whole night he would be in ibadah. So this is something, this is a trait of the pious, that they wouldn't forego the tahajjud for anything. Yesterday we explained that tahajjud comes from the word wujud. Wujud in Arabic has two opposite meanings. One meaning it has is to sleep, and one meaning it has is to mean, say, utna, to wake up from the sleep. So therefore ulama explained the actual tahajjud is where a person breaks his sleep, and now he wakes up. He wakes up from that sleep, although tahajjud technically, from the time Isha Salah finishes right after Subah Sadiq, a person can read tahajjud. But the real sawab, the real fazilat is when a person breaks his sleep, he wakes up and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Wasiullah rahmatullah alayhi would mention that he says that if a badshah, if a king was to make an announcement, an ordinary king were to make an announcement that anybody needs anything, they must come to my kingdom. Anybody requires anything, then my doors are open. You'll find that there'll be a rush. People will rush, will come there. And then he's saying the badshah ki badshah, the king of all kings and the malik of all maliks, the real owner of all ownership, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an announcement that is there anybody seeking any sustenance that I may give him? Is there anybody asking for any forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anybody seeking anything so that I may give him? Allah Pak is making this announcement at the Hajjud. But no, very few people, they will rush to the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says the same people, they want to go out during the day and they want to extend their hands in front of the makhluk. Wherein when Bacha was giving that call at that time of tahajjud, they didn't want to turn to him, but now they want to turn towards the makhluk. This is our condition. If Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, when it was told to him that Hazrat, there's a very, very difficult condition that is coming from the government side, and he asked, when is that condition coming? When is that occasion arriving when we're expecting this condition, the difficult circumstances to come from the side of the government? He said, tomorrow. He said, acha, between now and tomorrow, we still got the night. What is there to worry about? We've got that wasila, we've got that means to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get ourselves accepted. What is there to worry? There's still the night to come. So much of yaqeen they had on this turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. Therefore, there's a nice Urdu poem that har raat ek bulawat hoti hai. Every night one call is made. Every single night one call is made. Jo jagat wo pawat. That person that wakes up, he is successful. Jo soyat wo kawat. That person who sleeps, that person is lost out. He is unsuccessful. He lost out such a major event, night, the event of the night, and this person is sleeping. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi starts off this chapter on tahajjud by bringing a few ayat. These ayats we mentioned that explain the bandagi of a person, the paddiyat of a person, servitude of a person. This is the shan of him. What? فَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They separate their sides from their beds. This is something that is easy for them. That person, if a person has got a sharif tabiat means that he is very sound mind, very stable mind, he's a very noble person in the way he carries out himself. If somebody was to present him a gift, the minimum he would do, he would thank the person for that gift that you've given me. And if he was of a higher nobility, he would want to repay that gift by giving back another gift at another occasion. But he won't just receive the gift and not say anything. So here, if a person recognizes the ihsan of one insan, imagine the muhsin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us so many gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many things. If we can't recognize that gift, can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that gift at the time of tahajjud, and what little are we able to do to to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first state is that they separate their sides from the bed. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Their next thing is that very, very little do they sleep at night. Why? Because during the closing portions of the night, the rest of the ayat explains, during the closing portions of the night, they would be seeking forgiveness. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of Sihri, which is the last part of the night, هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Be making istighfar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We'll do one hadith and then we'll terminate. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَتَفَطَّرَ قَدَمَاهُ. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand at night until his feet would swell. But here you have to stand for very long for the feet to swell. Can you imagine what was the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. She's saying, I told him, لِمَ تَصْنَعُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأْخَرُ. O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, why are you doing this? In other words, why are you putting yourself through so much of hardship? O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your mistakes, whether it be prior or whether it be the future, whatever. When it comes to Anbiya alayhi salam, we don't translate as sin. Allah has forgiven your sins. Allah has forgiven whatever error of judgment you have made, whatever small errors you may have made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all that. Qala, this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reply. What a beautiful reply he had given. Afala akuna abdan shakura. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up for long periods. So here we explain that first, before the five times daily namaz had become faraz, this tahajjud namaz was faraz on this ummah. For approximately 9 to 10, and one rewired it comes for about a year. So for about a year, the Hajjud Salat was faraz on the whole ummah. And when the time of Mi'raj came, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the five time daily salah, then now this farziyat of the Hajjud had fallen off, and now the five time daily salah had become farz. But the importance of the Hajjud still remained. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given it that importance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that liking and that loving for tahajjud. Should never be a day that comes in our life that this tahajjud is missed. As I explained, there's few ways of bringing it into practice. One is the person sleeps early after Isha, and let the people know also, after a while, people will respect him. He doesn't accept dawahs after Isha. He doesn't stay up till late after Isha. This person is very disciplined. Why? He's got an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want to damage, he doesn't want to delay the quality of that appointment, and he doesn't want to delay the time of the appointment also. So once a person gets into that habit, becomes very easy for him now to wake up for the tahajjud. The next thing ulama explain is a person should try and give up gunas. When he gives up gunas, now to wake up at the time of tahajjud becomes very easy. Another thing that ulama explain is try and sleep on with a very light stomach. When a person sleeps with a light stomach, then now it also becomes very easy for him to wake up for tahajjud salah. And another thing ulama explain is try to create a tartib in one's life. Don't be haphazard. That one day a person wakes up, the next day he doesn't wake up, the next day he feels like waking up, he wakes up. It shouldn't be like that. It should have like one constant tartib. If we find that in our masjid also, to try and cater and make rihayat for those people that have got that tartib in their life, who wake up every day for tahajjud, generally we try and keep our fajr salah in line with the super sadiq times. So it becomes easy for a person who's got certain type of a pattern in his life, a tartib in his life, it becomes easy enough for him to maintain that tartib. My Ustad, as Mufti Sahib, Damod Barakatuhum, throughout the year he wakes up quarter past two. Whether it's summer or whether it's winter, it doesn't make a difference. He's got that tartib in his life, and every single day he's up at quarter past two. And now you know, winter, that sometimes Fajr is late. But then too also he's up, and between his Awabin and his Tahajjud Salah, approximately he needs 10 Siparas every day. Only in those two namazes, Awabin and Tahajjud. So where a man has got that tartib in his life, now for him to practice and continue, it doesn't matter what season it is, it doesn't matter what day it is, it doesn't matter how cold it is, I have got my duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hold firm and I remain firm. Allah pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.